Deuteronomy chapter 27. Then Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the people and said, Keep the whole body of commandments which I am commanding you today. And it will be the case that on the day when you cross the Jordan into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, that you will set up some large stones and plaster them over with gypsum. And you shall write on them all the words of this law when you cross, so that you go into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord God of your fathers has said to you. And it shall be the case, when you cross the Jordan, that you will set up these stones about which I am commanding you today, at Mount Ebal, and you will plaster them over with gypsum. And you will build there an altar to the Lord your God, an altar of stones. You shall not use an iron tool on them. You will build the altar to the Lord your God, made with whole stones, and you will offer burnt offerings on it to the Lord your God. And you will sacrifice peace offerings, and you will eat there, and you will rejoice before the Lord your God. And you will write on the stones all the words of this law. Engrave them meticulously. Then Moses and the Levite priests spoke to the whole of Israel and said, Be quiet and listen, O Israel. This day you have become a people to the Lord your God, and you will obey the voice of the Lord your God, and you will carry out his commandments and his statutes, which I am commanding you today. Then Moses commanded the people on that day, and he said, The following tribes shall stand to bless the people on Mount Gerizim when you cross the Jordan: Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Joseph, and Benjamin. And the following shall stand for the curse on Mount Ebal: Reuben, Gad, and Asher, and Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And the Levites shall respond and say to every man of Israel in a loud voice, Cursed is the man who makes an idol or a cast image. The work of the hands of a craftsman which he puts in a secret place is an abomination to the Lord. And all the people shall respond and say, Amen. Cursed is he who despises his father and his mother. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who moves his neighbour's boundary. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lets the blind go astray on the way. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who perverts the course of justice with a foreigner, an orphan, or a widow. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with his father's wife, for he has uncovered his father's skirt. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with any cattle. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with his mother-in-law. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who strikes his neighbour in secret. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who accepts a bribe to strike and shed the blood of an innocent person. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who does not establish the words of this law by doing them. And all the people shall say, Amen.